up your hands if you have ever been on a journey by car. Looks like most of us. Journey by coach? Yep. Journey on a train? It's a horrible way to travel at the moment. Journey on an aeroplane? Has anybody, and somebody will have, been on a journey by camel? Quite a number of you, you well-travelled folk, you've been on glamorous holidays, or not. When you go on a journey, you tend to know where you're going, how you plan to get there, how long the journey will take, and you usually have a rough idea of what will happen when you arrive. And if you're someone like me, you've probably printed all of that out on a travel itinerary and put it in a plastic wallet because you like to feel everything is under control. In reality, of course, journeys are often far from smooth. Cars break down. Our car broke down over Christmas on the church drive, don't you know? Trains and planes get delayed or cancelled. You get stuck in traffic. Baggage handlers go on strike. And when you do eventually arrive, perhaps you arrive in the dark and discover you've got the wrong postcode, so can't find where you're going anyway, which is something that happened to us a few years ago. When the wise men set off on their journey, they didn't know where they were going. And they didn't know how they would get there. And they didn't know how long the journey would take. And they didn't know what they would find when they arrived. They simply followed the star. And their journey wasn't straightforward either. As we just heard from Mark, when they arrived in Jerusalem, they thought they'd reached the end of their journey, the final destination. But Jesus wasn't there. And so they had to keep looking. In fact, they had to look for him in a quite unlikely place where they probably had thought they wouldn't find him. But eventually, they did find Jesus. And after they'd found him, they returned home again. Sometimes people describe being a Christian as being on a journey of faith. We travel through life not following a star, but trying to follow Jesus. And like all journeys, the journey of faith also has its ups and downs, its challenges, and its unexpected twists and turns. And a moment ago, I got you to trace out the shape of that labyrinth on the front of our service booklets. And it's designed to help people think about their journey of faith. Christians often use these labyrinths, whether it's by tracing it out on paper or sometimes walking it on the floor of a cathedral, to help reflect on their journey of faith. And you'll notice that on this journey, there is only one path, so you can't get lost. I really like that. You can't be lost. But you'll also notice that the path twists and turns. Sometimes you're close to the centre and sometimes you're a long way from the centre. Like the journey of faith, there are times where we can feel really close to God, but there are also times where we feel a long way from God and as if we're going round and round in circles. I wonder where you are at the moment in your journey of faith. And the idea of the labyrinth is that you journey to the centre where you hope to encounter God, and then you journey out again, ready to carry on, refreshed and renewed in your daily life. I think it's really interesting that that's the same journey that the wise men made. They went to find Jesus. What I think is fascinating is that they then went home again and presumably carried on watching the stars. So at the start of this new year, this story of the wise men reminds me of several really important things. It reminds all of us that faith is like a journey, and journeys are often far from smooth. We do go through times in faith where we ask questions, where we wonder where God is, where we find it hard, where we're not quite sure if or what we believe. It reminds us too that sometimes we will feel close to God, we'll really sense that he's there. And other times we'll feel a long way from God and we'll wonder if he's there at all. The story of the wise men reminds us that we can find Jesus, sometimes in unexpected places and not always at the time when we think it might happen. But Jesus is there to be found. And last of all, the wise men's story reminds me to just keep going on the journey. We do need patience and a sense of humour. We do need to be people of perseverance. But it can be hard to follow Jesus. And I really like that encouragement, simply keep going on the journey of faith. So at the beginning of this new year, that's my message. Keep going, even when the journey is hard. keep moving, we will have times where we encounter Jesus and it will refresh us and send us out ready to carry on. But keep on the journey of faith. Amen.